This is What's Trending Today. The nominations for the year's Academy Awards have been announced. The Revenant led the way with 12 Oscar nominations. The film is an 1820s era drama about a man trying to survive in the wild after a bear attack. The Revenant will compete with Mad Max: Fury Road, The Big Short, Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, The Martian, Room, and Spotlight for Best Picture. On social media, talk was about the lack of diversity among the nominees for the second straight year. All of the actors and actresses nominated were white. On Twitter, the hashtag OscarsSoWhite reappeared. The hashtag first appeared last year, when nominees were also said to lack diversity. Will Smith, who stars in the football drama Concussion, and Idris Elba from Beasts of No Nation were among the black actors not nominated. Both films had received positive reviews. Reginald Hudlin, who will produce the Oscars ceremony on February 28th, said ignoring black actors is tragic. British actor Alan Rickman has died after a battle with cancer. He was 69 years old. In recent years, he was most well known for playing Professor Snape in the Harry Potter films. Rickman won a Golden Globe and an Emmy during his career. He was famous for playing Hollywood villains, but he also starred in films such as Love Actually and Truly, Madly, Deeply. On social media, actors and fans remembered Rickman. Daniel Radcliffe starred alongside Rickman as Harry Potter. He wrote on his Google Plus page that Rickman was undoubtedly one of the greatest actors I will ever work with. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling tweeted, "There are no words to express how shocked and devastated I am to hear of Alan Rickman's death. He was a magnificent actor and a wonderful man." The record-breaking $1.5 billion Powerball lottery has a winner, or three. Powerball announced winners in three states: Tennessee, California, and Florida. The identities of the winners have not been released, but on social media, people are already claiming to be Powerball winners. Instagram user Eric Bragg posted a photo of himself holding a lottery ticket with Wednesday night's winning numbers. The photo received almost 95,000 likes and 74,000 comments. Most commenters just said that he was not an actual winner, and he is not. Bragg was not the only fake winner on social media. Many other people on Instagram and Twitter posted similar photos. The Washington Post even published an article Thursday that explains how to know if the lottery tickets posted on social media are fake. And that's What's Trending Today. I'm Ashley Thompson.